Polly Atatua-Carr is with us from Te Ngira, the Institute for Population Studies at Waikato Uni. Now, growing up in New Zealand, she recently described the experience of frequent residential moves, housing quality, living in overcrowding and homelessness for approximately 5,000 12-year-olds in this country. New research from the States continues to demonstrate the importance of stable and secure housing environments for kids and young people. Now, the Growing Up in New Zealand study found that nearly half of 12-year-olds had moved home at least once they were 8 years old, and one-fifth of moves were forced. Now, Polly Atatua-Carr is experienced in determinants of population health. She is also involved with health and policy translation and commitments to Te Tiriti o Waitangi anti-racism intervention, equity, social justice and community empowerment. But we find her today in Italy. Of all places, it's an interesting place to be having our first yarn this morning from on a Monday morning in Auckland. A warm welcome to you, Polly. Tēnā koe. It's me, Dale, this end. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale, and maybe I should say buonasera.
Maybe you should, and if I could, I would. But anyway, what takes you to Italy, Polly?
I'm doing an epidemiology course here, Dale, so I'm enjoying the beautiful warmth of the Italian sun and doing some mahi at the same time.
Tēnā koe. Is it will some of what you're learning be applicable back home here and utilised to improve Māori health? I wonder, Polly, when you're speaking epidemiology, what sorts of issues are you grappling with in Italy as we speak?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I'm really interested in learning a bit more about while I'm here is how to look at data in the taonga that we have been provided with here and growing up in New Zealand to make sure that we understand exactly what is supporting our rangatahi and our whānau and what is not and what we can do about it and when we need to do that to have the best impact on all of those inequities and experiences that we're finding.
Tēnā koe. Watch this one unfold, Polly, because our Muko is involved in that study and has been since he was a pepi, so he's 13 now. So, it's not me so much as his mum and dad who came along for the ride, but it's been interesting and really impressed by the thoroughness of the investigative efforts to determine how people are placed, cultural influences, and I've got to commend those involved with the study and indeed the interviewees who attend the houses to get the info. It's a wonderful taonga, as you call it, of data here. I would say unparalleled, but it seems that other countries are doing similar studies, longitudinal studies, are they?
Yeah, they are, absolutely. There's a number of longitudinal studies across Europe, where I am at the moment, that we can compare what we're finding with our whānau to those studies. There's also growing up in Australia and an Indigenous study in Australia called Footprints in Time and other longitudinal studies of previous generations in Aotearoa that it's also really important that we look at to compare across time. So it's just really a really wonderful way of finding out about the important influences for our tamariki, for our whānau. I agree that we have a wonderful team, but also ngā mihi nui to all of the whānau that are involved in growing up in New Zealand that provide us with so much rich information. And it's up to us to have the responsibility to use that data the way that we can to make the most of it.
Tēnā koe. And thanks for letting us in on the reason you're in Italy, not just for the spaghetti marinara.
That's right.
Let's talk about housing, Polly. How important is housing for the well-being of our tamariki? We talk about transitional moves, some of them forced, a fifth of the moves forced actually by our households with kids up to 8 years of age. You've got other international data as well. Talk with us about housing and stability as far as growing up in New Zealand is concerned.
Yeah, well, stability of housing is one of the things that we have been looking at since before these tamariki who are involved in growing up in New Zealand, who are rangatahi now, since before they were born. And what I think we're seeing is that moving home is now the norm for this generation. And it is actually across a lot of the other international studies as well. But we're recognising more and more that for some of our whānau, moving home is not into an environment that is necessarily positive for children. So as you say, one in five of all of the growing up in New Zealand moved for a forced or an involuntary reason. That was more common for Māori, for rangatahi Māori. And so we know that those are reasons like their rental is being sold, and we know that our Māori and Pacific whānau are more likely to be in private rentals. We know that that might have been because their tenancy finished or because they had financial challenges, including an increase in the rent, so they could no longer afford to stay in their rental. And the more and more and more these whānau were moving, the more likely that they were to be in a situation sometime in the last 4 years that we describe as homelessness, because they're in such severe housing deprivation that they really have nowhere safe and secure to stay. And we know that that does have an impact on our young people. In fact, this American study has shown that that's had an impact on the mental health of young people. And we know, using Growing Up in New Zealand data, that moving a lot has an impact on the ability to access health services. But we are also interested in finding out a lot more about what kind of impact that has for whānau.
Tēnā koe, we know that 22% of our tamariki actually being brought up in solo parent households. Given the housing market of today, what's the likelihood of them growing up in a secure living environment? I guess some of the issues you've just touched on are compounded.
That's right. And one of the other snapshots of information that we've released recently from the Growing Up in New Zealand data is looking at these issues of hardship, of material hardship and financial hardship, and looking at the stark inequities, the differences that we see there across different family types, including for our Māori and Pacific whānau, but also including the housing structure types. We know that our Māori and Pacific whānau are more likely to be living in extended houses, extended family houses as well. So there's opportunities there to have more adults around to support rangatahi. But we also know that the financial crisis is biting and is biting some of our whānau a lot harder than others. And there's a real opportunity with studies like Growing Up in New Zealand to connect those dots, to connect the dots between housing and income, between our identity and the strength that that provides us, and some of the other challenges that we have in our lives, and to make sure that when we're developing some of these policies, we're looking across all of these different areas, including health, which is what we saw in this American study and what we're finding in Aotearoa as well.
Interesting stuff. Thank you. You've said that the housing system is an important target to address inequities, including in mental health outcomes. Can you elaborate a little?
Mm. Yeah, well, what we saw in the study released from a group of young American people, slightly older than the Growing Up in New Zealand cohort, but they were followed, and when they looked at the amount of time that those young people had moved, they found they were more likely to have symptoms of anxiety and depression and challenges with mental health associated with the number of times that they've moved home. And we know that in Aotearoa, we have an important attention being raised both by our rangatahi ourselves and our communities themselves, but also in our health sector around mental health support for our young people. And I just think one of the things that we really need to recognise is the way all of these areas of our lives and our whānau's lives are connected up. So if we can have secure and stable housing, whānau that are less stressed by their financial circumstances, mental health access to mental health services and support, all of those things then line up to have a more safe, secure and healthy whānau.
I appreciate your thoughts coming in all the way from Italy today, Polly. Thanks so much for your, the mahi you're doing on our behalf. Look forward to your safe return. Mauri ori kia koe, te tuhine, tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi, tēnā koe, tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora, thank you. Polly Atatokā, an associate professor at Te Ngira.